Be still and know. Columbus discovered America. But who discovered Columbus? Whoever it was, he probably didn't dream that he had potentially discovered a new world, writes columnist John R. Gunn. It was Barnabas who discovered Saul of Tarsus. After Saul's conversion on the road to Damascus, he went to Tarsus, where he remained for 3 years. During that time, Saul must have wondered what his future was to be. But he probably did not have the slightest idea that he was to become Paul, the great apostle to the Gentile world. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus and found him, brought him to Antioch, and introduced him to the Antioch church. They, in turn, sent him forth on his great missionary journeys. Thus, that discovery of Paul by Barnabas was destined to transform the entire character of Europe and to shape the course of all subsequent history. When someone discovers a man or helps him to discover himself, it's more important than when the astronomers discover a new star in the heavens. All about us are young men and women with unimagined powers and gifts that they may not even suspect that they have, waiting to be discovered. What potentials these young people possess? God uses men and women to do His work. Perhaps He can use you to help another. You may know someone who gives every indication of a promising future, but who may need a bit of guidance or to be turned in the right direction. If God so directs you, speak to that young man, that young woman. Who knows what the results to the world may be in years to come? Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this passage from Acts. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus, for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch.